Good afternoon. I'm Megan Winslow for Scripps Treasure Coast Newspapers with today's top stories. Governor Charlie Crist cut almost $20 million for Treasure Coast projects today as part of a statewide $459 million budget cut. Funding for Indian River Community College, Harbor Branch, and the St. Lucie River survived the cut, while $7 million for Sebastian River muck removal and $1.5 million for the St. Lucie International Airport were left by the wayside. Crist attributed the budget cuts to rising fuel costs, property insurance, and local taxes on Floridians, and said it is appropriate for the state to tighten its belt and save money for a rainy day. A developer has given the St. Lucie Audubon Society until May 31st to remove 27 tortoises from a property before they're bulldozed over for a condominium project along US 1 in South Fort Pierce. The Audubon Society has designated a 20-acre site west of town for the tortoises, but needs about $5,000 to fence them in. A 43-year-old Jupiter woman has been charged with attempted second-degree murder after she reportedly shot at her girlfriend. Martin Sheriff's deputies said Barbara Allison Fitz fired two shots at her Vero Beach girlfriend during an argument early Wednesday morning. Both shots missed, but Fitz was taken to the Martin County Jail, where she was released on a $200,000 bond Wednesday evening. And forget Epcot, we're working on a story about a new space shuttle launch simulator opening tomorrow at the Kennedy Space Center. The $60 million exhibit shows the steps astronauts take prior to and during takeoff and captures the shaking and teeth-rattling of an actual launch. For details on these and other stories, read tomorrow's Scripps Treasure Coast newspapers or log on now to tcpalm.com. From the Stewart News, I'm Megan Winslow.